Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Coleman running things behind the scenes. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, you've heard him so many times here on the program, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. She works for Fox, and if I listed all the other places, we'd be going to break real quick. So, Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mike. Always great to join you. I always appreciate the love from WWL.
Kelsey, yesterday they made the trade with Washington was able to acquire Jordan Poole, who was really the key part of this deal for certainly the Pelicans. We don't really know about Sadiq Bey because he's been out since I think January of 2024 with the ACL injury. And then, you know, with the Wizards, they get the old vet in C.J. McCollum, who can still shoot it. He brings a lot of leadership, professionalism to the lineup. Kelly Olynyk, we just thought he was kind of a throw-in guy in the trade last year. But he was a really solid player for the Pelicans when they really needed him, to be honest with you. So your thoughts from a Washington standpoint in picking up C.J. McCollum, who is a great guy, not only on the court, also in the community, but he brings leadership and stabilization. And I think for the Wizards, that's something they really lacked.
Mike, I got to get you on in D.C. because you just said it. We don't know what it is to be stable here. This is a Wizards team, you know, that's coming off a just bad season. The word rebuild continues to get thrown around season after season, and a team that was the youngest team last year in the NBA. And you talked about it. I think that veteran presence is what they have been looking for, right? Because these young guys need to be led. And all in all to say, I think, you know, first when it broke, I'll tell you, I think a lot of people here had mixed emotions and feelings. I think Jordan Poole, Mike, had really grown on some people. And let's be honest, like his play in Washington, you know, got off to a rocky start, and obviously he was able to get better. I mean, I think he can really grow as a leader. You know, I have this saying, Mike, be humble, don't be humbled. And I think that's exactly what the Washington Wizards did to Jordan Poole. You know, at one point during his tenure here in Washington, he was benched, right, and had to come off the bench. And so just different things that he had to face, but I think just much different than we knew Jordan Poole in Golden State. But all in all to say, you know, someone who did get better as a scorer, this is a Wizards team that ranked 27th in scoring, you know, last season. So you're losing a scorer without him. But I love that what you talked about C.J. McCollum, right? Somebody who has been in the NBA, 12-year veteran. You know, you think about his leadership also with the National Basketball Players Association. Obviously, everybody remembers what he did in Portland. And so I think people are, again, excited to have some of that veteran presence, especially with the news about Chris Middleton, right, with Washington and all that came out. So, I mean, this is not going to be the biggest splash. We know there's a lot. lot of support that's needed around the Wizards' young core. Alex Saar is a name that a lot of people are looking to develop in his second season in Washington. You know, when he was first drafted here, we knew his defensive prowess will be something, but the Wizards needed a score, and he was able to kind of turn things around and be able to get some buckets for Washington. Bilal Coulibaly continuing to grow. Kaishan George, one of the favorites. Bob Carrington here in Washington. But all in all, I liked this move for Washington, but I'm very still interested in what happens with the draft. But the best, I guess the best thing that everyone's talking about, Mike, is the cap space, right? Money matters in the NBA. And the fact that the Wizards have opened so much money, right? We're talking about over around $100 million in cap space. If you look at the summer of 2026, you look at them being, I think, making really smart business moves. And looking at some of the expiring contracts they're able to take on, I think this was more a nod in the right direction of the new leadership of the Wizards, folks like Will Dawkins, especially after the previous regimen when Wizards had bad contracts like Bradley Bills and some others. So all in all to say, I think fans are still getting used to it again, still getting used to the rebuild phase of Washington, but I think there was definitely more upside for the Wizards, who are looking to grow again.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Three young squad.
Kelsey, I think one of the things is, as always, this that happens, NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, the powers to be, agencies, maneuvering their client to a certain team. The Wizards pick one pick ahead of the Pelicans tonight. And there's one guy who is, if... Years ago, I used the sliding scale, okay? I had a slide ruler to figure stuff out. But he would seem to be one of the guys that's on the slide rule, that he could go as high as 3 or 4 or last to where the Pelicans pick. And a month ago, Ace Bailey looked to be the surefire number 3 pick. Then I think his team says, you know, we're not working out for certain teams. We want to go to certain places. One of the places he mentioned, Washington. The other one was the Pelicans. Is that the conventional wisdom that if he's there, that the Wizards would take Ace Bailey?
Yes, I will tell you right now, Ace Bailey's name is being thrown around a lot, as well as Jeremiah Fears. And I'm somebody who actually did get to watch a lot of that Rutgers basketball last season. I think we're entering a new era, Mike, right, where we do see, like you said, the agents and honestly athlete agency, right? These guys essentially kind of saying, like, look, I know what I did in college. I know what I offer, and here it is. And, you know, some people see that as a turnoff, like you said, in the NFL. You know, I know we had so much conversation around Shedeur Sanders and some of that camp, and now with Ace Bailey and, you know, even, you know, veteran NBA guys, Mike, Paul George talked about this on his podcast with he. And, you know, Paul George, obviously a very respected veteran in the NBA, essentially saying, like, wait a minute, how are you making demands before you even got there? And the NBA is very competitive, very hard to get into. And Ace Bailey is a great player. I mean, everyone talks about what he can do at that wing position, right? Freak athlete, you know, his athleticism, being able to create his own shot. And, you know, again, be able to follow through. So, again, a lot of upside. But all I'll say, the Wizards, they know what they have to do. The clock is ticking. The timeline is ticking. And they really are trying to build in the right direction to have the right core. So if Ace is there, better believe he will get grabbed. I'm very interested, though, as you alluded to, if he will still be there. But if not, again, Jeremiah Sears is another one. But I will tell you, the draft lottery was very disappointing here in Washington.
After
the Wizards had that number six, everybody was very frustrated, like, I think they're like, why are the basketball gods aren't Wizards fans, obviously, because many people really, really thought prior to the NBA draft lottery that the Wizards would potentially have that one pick. And, you know, Cooper Flagg was a name that everyone was throwing around here. So I'll say I think whoever the Wizards get will be interesting. But also I'm looking at potential movement. But I think between 8 and 20 is kind of where it gets really interesting, you know, for the NBA draft tonight. But all in all to say, you know, Ace Bailey, I think he can say all that to say. But at the end of the day, I think he knows, like, playing the NBA is a dream. It's a great opportunity. And, you know, you get a chance to build. If anything, that's what that young OKC team showed us, right? Like, young guys can get things done. I think, again, just with the right mindset and just with the right work ethic. Not saying that the Wizards are going to do anything drastic, though, Mike, but they need to win more than 18 games this season.
Yeah, I would say that you got to be on the tick side up on there. I'm going to ask you a question about a guy that I know you know a lot about, former Terrapin yourself. But Derek Queen, because we have a coach here at Nicholls State, and he was part of the group that helped recruit Derek Queen to Maryland before he took the job at Nicholls State. And he told me, man, Mike, is he some talented? You got to see him play. His name has been sort of bandied about also with the Pelicans also. So a little bit about Derek Queen, and I know you've got to see him play quite a bit.
Yeah, I got to see Derek play a lot at Maryland. Go Terps. Derek Queen, I think a lot of upside. Honestly, I'll be honest, I would have loved to see him potentially stay another year at Maryland, but obviously the whole Kevin Willard situation, I think, messed a lot of that particular side up. But he can move on his feet. I mean, Derek Queen, you know, obviously he stood out with the game winner that got to send Maryland to the Sweet 16, which is really when I think he became a big name around the nation. I think Maryland basketball was a bit underrated this season and not everybody getting to see his prowess. But offensively, I mean, his hook shot, you know, his jump shot, I think it needs to be a bit more consistent. And when necessary, he also can shoot from the perimeter. I think it's something he has to work on more, but he made some big shots at Maryland. I think that's going to be something that he'll have to continue to develop, because in the NBA, look, big men shoot, and they shoot from everywhere. And he's going to have to be able to do that. But all in all, I think especially, like, he can find a shot under the basket. I think defensively, though, is probably where everyone's kind of asking about Derek Queen. At Maryland, that was kind of the tough spot for him and Julian Reese. A lot of teams were able to take advantage, I think, unfortunately, against Derek Queen and the Julian Reese combo. So all in all, I think that's where I want to see some improvement. I think he can be a better rim protector. I also think he can show more athleticism, Mike, on the defensive side of things. But offensively, I think Derek Queen is going to be a steal. And I think with the right opportunities around him, I really do think he can become a good NBA player. Again, has a size, has a shot, and nimble and light on his feet. You know, just a very unique big man. And he handles like a guard, Mike. He can handle the basketball well, too. He can go coast to coast. So, again, Derek Quinn, I think he's being talked about enough, but whatever squad gets him, I think if used right, he's going to have a bright NBA future.
Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, and we'll be talking soon.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Mike, and thanks so much to everyone for tuning in. Truly appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to you soon. Have a great one.
All righty. Kelsey Nicole Nelson with Fox Sports, also with a number of other outlets in the Northeast. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one right after this break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.